Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, where we'll make fun of Canada. We'll talk about what is failure for a Democrat politician with all this lawfare stuff. We'll do some emails, all that, so much more to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. Joe Biden got on camera and did what has become common in this country and bragged about the money he's going to hand out to people in California.
We're getting help right now, as you all know. People impacted by these fires are going to receive one-time payment of $770. One-time payment.
When did that become acceptable? I know you're not supposed to speak like this now. We're just all supposed to expect that all this stuff is just the way things are done. But every time there's a disaster of any kind, it's not unique to California. It's every single time there's a disaster, politicians get up and brag about the checks they're handing out to the people in various parts of the country. Why is that in any way acceptable? Why is it acceptable to stick your dirty politician hands inside the treasury of this country and hand it out to anyone for any reason at all? We've all just accepted this. In fact, most of the time we complain because it's not more. Oh, just $700? It should be zero. No matter what you go through in life, you don't get to take your fingers and dip them into the public toll. The public treasury, I should say. That's not how it works. And that's most definitely not how it's supposed to work in this country. All right. That's all I had to say. Just had to get that off my chest. I was having a conversation with Josh Hammer today. Josh Hammer comes on the show often. He has his show, America on Trial. It's a good show. He's a lawyer. Surprise, surprise, Josh Hammer's a lawyer. But he's a lawyer. And we were talking about the legal cases because the story, in case you're unaware, Jack Smith, the special counsel, even though that's not really what he was, it was his job to try to stop Donald Trump, to try to throw Donald Trump in prison. Supreme Court really threw a monkey wrench in that whole thing. And Jack Smith eventually, like last week, said, hey, but we're dropping it all. Never mind. All these cases, we're dropping it. And then, of course, today, as I mentioned, he put out his report. Well, I didn't have to drop it. He was definitely a felon, but I dropped it anyway, that kind of thing. And Josh Hammer and I were talking about it. And Josh was understandably spiking the football on all of these dirtball commies who tried to throw Donald Trump in prison. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Jack Smith. And he was, I don't want to paraphrase, but I'm going to paraphrase. He was essentially saying, look, it all worked out for nothing for these people. It didn't work. They failed. All the lawfare failed. And he's not wrong about that. Everything he said was right. But I did push back on him a little in this way, in that I said, did it fail? Really? This is what I mean by that. Yes, they wanted to hurt Donald Trump's election chances. It was never about any crimes Donald Trump committed. They wanted to keep him from power. They wanted to throw him in jail. Yes, they wanted all these things, and they tried. And if it wasn't for Fannie Willis having an affair, they probably would have succeeded in Georgia. So they tried. I'm not saying they didn't try. I'm not saying that's not what they wanted. But tell me about Fannie Willis's career 10 years from now. Right now, it would be easy for you or me to look at Fannie Willis, DA, Fulton County, Georgia, and say, wow, what an embarrassing failure. Not only did your misdeeds with taxpayer money get exposed publicly, but you tried to throw Donald Trump in prison and you failed. You ended up getting in trouble. You failed. Really? You think Fannie Willis is going to be in the unemployment line 10 years from now? Do you think, let me ask you this, forget about unemployment. Maybe that's too extreme. Do you think she will be in a political position above or below where she is now 10 years from now? Let's change venues, shall we? Let's go Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg, George Soros, one of these George Soros DAs, has spent his time letting the animals out of jail in New York City while trying to throw the good guys like Daniel Penny in jail. Alvin Bragg running an 80-some percent Democrat Manhattan in one of the bluest states in the Union, New York. Alvin Bragg, he didn't end up getting Donald Trump in prison the way he wanted to. Granted, he convicted him of felonies, but we all know those are sham felonies. And then the judge comes through, you know what, no penalties. But did he fail? 10 years from now, do you think you will still hear the name Alvin Bragg on this show or other shows? Do you think he's going to finish his time as DA and just kind of disappear into the ether? Or is he going to use his successful prosecution of Donald Trump? Remember, he got a conviction. Is he going to use his successful prosecution of Donald Trump as the way to get promoted and advance up the political ladder? Oh, Donald Trump's not rotting in a New York State prison, which of course he would have taken, but this is all about Alvin Bragg and getting promoted. And the truth is, in places that are completely Democrat-controlled, the Democrats in those places are animals. They are. They're just barbaric animals. They've not been able to control themselves. They get together in parties and they joke about you dying. They joke about killing you. They joke about dropping bombs on rural America. I've been in these settings before. I'm not talking about a random Democrat sprinkled in your friend group. But when the demons only gather with each other, only live, work, and not worship around each other, then they just turn themselves into demonic animals who get really, really violent. That's why they always get caught on social media joking, oh, Donald Trump got shot. It's too bad they didn't hit him. Ha, ha, ha. And then they end up getting in trouble and they're all confused. I don't understand. The reason they don't understand is that's exactly how they talk with their friends, and that's how their friends talk. So back to what I was saying. In these super blue areas like New York City, Alvin Bragg, he's going to run on what he did because the savages who vote in those elections, they want Republicans thrown in jail. And that brings me to this. Arizona's Attorney General, Chris Mays, he has made an interesting request. There it is right here. Arizona Attorney General, this is from Town Hall. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, a Democrat, has requested President Joe Biden's Department of Justice hand over former special counsel Jack Smith's case files against incoming President Donald Trump and others for ongoing prosecution. Wait, what? Why would he do such a thing? And it's not going to go anywhere. Jack Smith dropped it because the Supreme Court kneecapped him. Why would Chris Mays ask the Biden DOJ, hey, hand me those files. I'll take down Trump. Well, that's how you get promoted in the Democrat Party, is being an animal. Using your power to imprison your political opponents, even if you fail, it's not seen as a failure by Democrat voters. It's seen as a success. Democrats in Fulton County, Georgia, are going to launch Fannie Willis into her next political position, whatever that may be, mayor of Atlanta. Maybe she's going to run for some big shot position, state senate, maybe U.S. senator, maybe governor one day, although that's probably not going to go her way in Georgia. But you see, Alvin Bragg's career is not going to suffer for what he's done. Fannie Willis is not going to suffer for what she's done. When you are an elected Democrat, you understand that your base wants you to be an animal. They want to see a bloodthirsty savage with no regard for the law or anything else. They want to see somebody who throws their political opponents in jail, which is back to what we've been talking about. Why do these Democrats... why do they make such idiots of themselves trying to act so hysterically during confirmation week?
And in all of these other circumstances, you've denigrated active duty service members. We have hundreds of women who are currently in the infantry, lethal members of our military serving in the infantry. But you degrade them. You say, we need moms, but not in the military, especially in combat units.
You know what else has been on my mind? Beyond all this other garbage about failing up and these politicians. My blender. I have the world's greatest blender. My blender has a name, and it's not just a name I gave it. It's the name. It's called the Obliterator. What's your blender called? It's not the Obliterator, is it? Chefman makes the Obliterator. They're famous for it at this point in time. Making smoothies? Ob makes those disgusting smoothies. How do I get them down? The Obliterator has it so smooth, it just goes right down the hatch. The Obliterator. You want to crush up some ice? You want to make some soup? The Obliterator. It looks so good, you leave it on the counter. And Ob is super picky about what she leaves on the counter. And the best part is it's affordable. I know there are all these blenders out there now. Well, for $900, we'll blend up your stuff. You don't have to do that. You can pick this thing up. You can pick up the Obliterator in Walmart, or you can go to Chefman.com, C-H-E-F-M-A-N. They're built to last. It's friggin' durable. Our blenders never last more than a couple years. This thing can take a beating. Go get yourself one. Chefman.com, all right? All right. Do some emails. Talk a little bit of wildfire stuff. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's a story that California Democrats, as the fires are raging, they're trying to get $50 million to protect illegals from deportation. I'm not going to stay on this story because it's just, it goes without saying, but remember, like we talked about yesterday, the communist never stops the revolution. As an anti-human, there's never, ever, ever an occasion, ever, where he decides the revolution must be put on hold or must be slowed down. That's not how he thinks. You can run into a million different situations in your life where you will say, or at least think, let's set politics aside. The communist doesn't think like that at all, because it's not politics to him. It's a religion. A religion. Now, let's do some emails. Jesse, thanks for explaining mistake versus choice. If I'd heard your explanation earlier in life, I would have won more arguments. My liberal sister often uses the word mistake to avoid being viewed as irresponsible. Whether she's talking about herself or Joe Biden, she'll say, "So you don't make mistakes?" Of course, that's why I despise it. And that's why, look, if we have people who are on the left, if you have the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, maybe she's starting to get a little right-wing curious. Not sure if that's exactly how I want to put that, but maybe she's starting to sour, or kind of sour a little on the left. You're seeing a lot of this, or at least I should say I'm hearing a lot of this from people in Southern California of, well, we've always voted Democrats, but we're so mad now. Okay, so maybe you've got a lefty in your life who's getting a little curious about you and your side. Yes, we want people to come over. We want to welcome people over. However, we have to, absolutely have to, get real accountability from people. We have to. And I'm not saying you have to beat your sister up verbally when she decides to stop being a Democrat and turn into a Republican. No, Peggy, tell me all this is your fault first and then we'll accept you. That's not what I'm saying. But what we can't allow is a dismissal of all the misery and death and poverty and horrible stuff that has been brought by Democrats. We can't allow the people who gave them that power to just wash their hands of it. We have to come back into being an accountability society. If you are in California and you vote for Democrats, the wildfires being out of control with empty hydrants are your fault. If you live in New York City and you vote Democrat, I always vote Democrat, me and all my Democrat friends, then the latest animal who gets let out of prison and burns a woman to death on the subway is your fault. You did it. You voted for the politicians who announced their intention to make that happen. After they got elected, they made it happen. When it comes to national politics, Joe Biden, oh, the rapes and murders and misery brought about by 4 years of having the border wide open.
It's never been a denial that TDA is here.
Chief Todd Chamberlain says the home invasion at 12th and Dallas was, without question, gang activity. 16 suspects are now in custody for the violent kidnapping.
They mistreated them for hours and hours. They stabbed them. They beat them profusely.
Charges include second-degree kidnapping, aggravated robbery, assault, burglary, and extortion. They were reportedly demanding $500 payments every 2 weeks from tenants.
The hard part is identifying the TDA.
Democrats brought those people into the country on purpose, and if you voted for Joe Biden, you own it. Because Joe Biden announced during his run how kind he was going to be to all the illegals. He announced during one of the debates, he said it on camera, that he would call, basically welcome, a surge at the border.
I would in fact make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
If you went to the polls and you voted Democrat, you have to own that. It doesn't mean you have to walk around hanging your head the rest of your life if you've woken up and come and made the choice to stop doing that. Good for you. I'm glad you made the choice to stop doing that. But if I get hooked on heroin and I proceed to lose my job, my health, my wife, and my kids, then if I ever want any kind of forgiveness and reconciliation, I can't say, well, you know, I made a mistake. No. That's not ownership at all. And more than anything, if that's what I say about my black tar heroin addiction, well, I made a mistake. What it tells you is that I haven't really owned my choices. It was not a mistake. If you live in a blue area, in your blue area, like Denver, like we brought up Denver, what they've done to that wonderful American city, and you live in Denver and you vote Democrat, you did it. You voted for this. I don't like that there are homeless people everywhere. I don't like that we're taking taxpayer money, handing it to illegals. I don't like that someone got stabbed. I don't like that the gang member was pulling people's fingernails out. Well, why'd you vote for it? Why? It's crazy. Just as crazy as living with pain every day. I bet you the people who had their fingernails pulled out, I bet you they need some relief factor right about now. What, Chris? You see, relief factor, it's not going to mask the pain of having your fingernails pulled out. Relief factor, you see, your body's trying to fight that inflammation, the no fingernail inflammation. Your body needs help. Relief factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement that works better the longer you take it, and you might just give your body what it needs to get rid of the pain that comes with having no more fingernails. Or maybe you just have back pain or knee pain or your elbow hurts. Try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work on your pain, don't order anymore. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. You don't have to live with back pain. You don't have to live without fingernails. Call Relief Factor today.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sure I'm going to get all kinds of crap for not wanting the federal government to hand out money in the wake of something terrible, some sort of natural disaster coming down. We've lost all sense of what money is, what taxpayer money is. And when you give politicians the ability to do those things, to hand out checks to people, then you just give the next guy the opportunity to do it and try to buy more votes. Remember the COVID thing back when Trump was president? Well, we need more stimulus checks. Should we get bigger stimulus checks? No, stimulus checks. We need to hand them more money. We should hand out this money. It's our money anyway. I'm supposed to thank a politician. Thanks for sending me a little bit back. No, you can count me out on that. Oh, here's a feel-good story. It's from France, which is always a good time to make fun of them. There's a theater in France, a communist theater. I believe they actually call themselves socialists, but they, you know, they're commie types. 5 weeks ago, they decided to put on a free event for African migrants. And 250 of these Africans came in there. Event gets over. Africans won't leave. Theater's begging. Africans won't leave. In fact, now they're getting a hold of their friends and their numbers are swelling. This is 5 weeks ago. They've obviously had to cancel all these different performances, so ticket sales are non-existent. They're facing bankruptcy. The sanitary conditions, as you can imagine, are not great. And the theater's going to go bankrupt. Is there anything more delicious than communists getting all the results of communism? Ah, we're so nice. We love all the illegals. We're going to put on a free event for them. Hey, guys, hope you enjoyed the show. You can go home now. Why aren't you going home? But I was so nice to you. But that's not how that works. Oh, here's another thing you can feel good about. The Washington Post, its traffic has disappeared. As in, it's down over 90%. This is on the heels of MSNBC's Big Cheese leaving, all the shakeups at CNN. What's happening right now, and this is global, it's not just America, but what's happening right now is it's looking more and more like a complete rejection of the system, a rejection of globalism, communism in all its forms. COVID, in my opinion, a lot of this comes back to COVID, and COVID did and continues to do all kinds of damage to people. It just does. The small businesses, people's hearts are exploding. The COVID has done so much damage, but in a way, if we have to look at it that way, maybe it was partially good in the end. Because in the end, it took a lot of people from being normies. Well, I'm just watching the game tonight. To all of a sudden, people who want to get involved, who ask questions. Wait a minute. Why wasn't my daughter allowed to graduate? Hold on a minute. What did they just try to teach my son in history class? Hold on a minute. I was told that my business has to shut down, but the governor just had a big party with all of his friends at a restaurant. Oh, the evil government tyranny that came down during COVID was horrible. I remember screaming about it all the time. You remember those days? Gosh, I about blew a gasket. But in the end, maybe it was a good thing. Maybe it did more to wake up Norm and Norma than you or I could ever do. And that's, look, we can all sleep better at night for that. Jesse, The perfect burger is absolutely, with unreasonable doubt, a mixed burger, this guy says. Stay with me here. Ground venison, half part, and ground 80-20 beef, half part. Grill over an open flame, 2 minutes to sear. Flip, cool on indirect heat for 6 minutes. Season with garlic powder, buttery onion powder. Buttery onion powder. Chris, he said Kinder makes that. I don't know who that is. Or Kinder. Go ahead and look that up. Buttery onion powder sounds legitimate. Anyway, and seasoning salt. You'll thank me later. I'm going to say something. I don't like venison. Now, don't tell me I've never had your kind of venison. I grew up deer hunting with my dad. In Montana, we used to deer hunt. We always would eat it. We just always, that's what we always believed in. We would eat it. Or if it was something we absolutely would not eat, like antelope, we really weren't big on that. We'd find some kind of a shelter or something like that. Make sure the animal gets eaten. But deer, we were always trying to fill the freezer with deer meat. There was a time, they may still do this in Montana. I don't know. I haven't been hunting up there in forever. But a doe, a female deer, sorry for you city slicker types, a doe. You could get a doe tag. You had to get a tag to shoot deer in Montana. You could get a doe tag with no limit. $5. $5. You would have a tag. This is how it works in Montana. You have a designated area where you're allowed to hunt. It works differently in different states. Texas has deer leases and things like that. In Montana, you put in preferences. Hey, I really want to hunt here by Bozeman. You know, you have a specific spot. And you'll put in for that spot. You may get approved. You may not get approved. That's kind of how that works. But wherever you're deer hunting in Montana, we used to do this all the time, you could go right down to a local sporting goods store, whatever sporting goods store happens to be in your area, and you just walk up and you hand him a $5 bill, and he'll hand you a tag to go shoot doe. So what, Chris? Well, Chris is having a hard time understanding this. Deer... Look, I love deer. They're really, really cool. But they are honestly, they're like big rats or big hogs. Texas hogs. You know how invasive hogs are here in Texas? Does that explain it? Deer can do that kind of damage if they are not regulated. That's why Montana Fish and Wildlife, and it works this way in really all the states, but they will have, look, we got to kill some of these deer because the deer will tear through every freaking thing. And so they want you to thin out the deer population. Well, we'd go do that all the time. What I'm trying to say, that was a long way of saying we always had a freezer full of deer meat, and I never liked it. But you didn't get to say that. You didn't get an opinion in the Kelly household. You're eating whatever the heck they're cooking, and they're putting it on the table. And my mom used to make beef stroganoff, only with venison stroganoff, and deer steaks, and deer this, and deer that. I never got into it. There's something about the taste of deer. Elk, I loved. Moose, I liked a lot. Elk, I loved. I probably like elk as much as I like beef, but deer always tasted a little gamey to me. Now, I'm gonna show up tomorrow to a bunch of emails by people yelling at me that it depends on what they eat, and it very much does depend on what they eat. The ones that we used to eat in Montana were not what I would consider good. And those are wild. I mean, it's not like they keep them in a fence. They were wild. Whatever they were eating, I didn't enjoy eating it. And I can pretty much say the same thing for Ohio as well. I'm just not a deer guy. Oh, and rabbit. My old man used to have, God rest his soul, 3 months ago. You know that? 3 months ago today, I lost my dad. He used to rabbit hunt. And he'd bring them back to the house and skin them and whatnot. And it was, you know, rabbit stew and rabbit this, rabbit that. I don't like rabbit very much, but he would give me the feet. You know how rabbit feet, what, Chris, rabbit feet? You never heard this? They're good luck. No, not to eat, man. What is wrong with you, Chris? You don't eat a rabbit's foot. You save a rabbit's foot, and it's supposed to be good luck. But, man, I did not enjoy eating them. You know what else is not fun? When you can't find a good employee. I know what that's like. Trust me, I live that life every single day. I wished I'd known about ZipRecruiter before I hired Chris and Corey. Now I'm stuck. But if you're looking for good people, you don't have to make the terrible, terrible mistakes that I've made. Just go to ZipRecruiter. And it's not like you have to wait around. Immediately, the best candidates, and lots of them, immediately show up. And you realize you can try it for free. Stop taking ads out in the local paper. Stop stapling something to the front door. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. The employee you're looking for, he's sitting there waiting for you to log in, and boop, it's going to be a match made in heaven. Don't make the mistakes I've made. Bad employees can just drain the life out of you, and I want you to live. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow. Do not forget to send me an email. We love your emails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. If you're just joining the show, perhaps you're picking up on the fact we don't do a lot of guests, and I don't think we've done phone calls in 2 or 3 months. We don't do a lot of phone calls, but we really stick with emails and voicemails. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com or a voicemail 877-377-4373. So during the break, Jewish producer Chris was talking about hunting, and he said it sounds awful. After you kill it, you can't just leave it there, and you don't like the meat. Okay, well, I'll get to that part in a second, but if I can defend hunting, let me ask you something, Chris. Climbing Mount Everest, does that sound like a good time? The freezing, the lack of oxygen, does it sound like a good time? It, you know, when you're talking about it, reading about it, it doesn't sound fun, right? But the challenge of it, and overcoming an obstacle sounds fun. We first real big game hunting I ever did was antelope hunting in Montana. And I don't be emailing me. They're pronghorns and that, whatever. We called them antelope. There were antelope all over eastern Montana. Well, there are all over eastern Montana, and they're super fast. And they have good noses. You have to survive. And they're on, it's not super flat plains. It's more rolling plains. There are hills. And it's not really truck hunting, and you don't really have a deer stand. You see a group of them somewhere. Yeah, you'll try to get your truck somewhere, but then you have to get out. You have to play the wind. You have to worry about their sight. You have to try to sneak up on these things in a way that you can get close enough to even get a shot off. And then if you get a shot off, my first antelope I ever killed was around 400 yards. Now, and that's, I mean, it's not saying that's all of them, but you got to reach out and touch them. Well, yeah, I just said I didn't enjoy eating antelope. We generally gave away the antelope meat. It tasted real sagey out there because that's where they're eating sage. It was way too sagey. But let me tell you something. You're going to try and fail a lot. You have any idea how many times I came over a hill? Sure, I was about to see that group of antelope, and they had sniffed me or seen me, and I came over the hill after an hour or two of work, and they were 5 miles in the other direction where they'd taken off, and now you're walking across God's creation to find them again. You finally get one, and it's pretty satisfying. That's one. Two, and you really should appreciate this, Chris, being as how you now have two women in the house. It's really quiet. And it's peaceful. Being out in nature is quiet and peaceful. You said so is fishing. Yes, exact same point. I'm not trying to tell you to hunt. I really don't hunt anymore. I mainly fish now when I do that stuff. I really don't hunt anymore. Although now I'm going to have to start taking the boys deer hunting. They actually asked me to go deer hunting, so now I'm going to have to take them out deer hunting. But anyway, that's one of the best ways I could explain hunting. It's wonderful being outdoors if you have the right gear. It's nice and quiet. It's a good place to pray and reflect and things like that. And nature is always better. Always better to pray in nature. That's one. Two, it's the challenge, man. You're dealing with something that can see better than you and smell better than you and hear better than you. Yes, you have a gun, but it has that. Plus, it's necessary. You know what else is necessary? Getting Democrats out of office sometimes so you can have some sanity out there. There are a couple little headlines that go perfectly together. Europe to boost defense cooperation under Trump, the German minister says. Trump is always whipping these NATO countries to spend more on defense. You know, people love to talk about the quasi-socialist governments in Europe about all, oh, we hand out this and we have free that. Remember, they only have the luxury of doing that because Big Daddy America provides all the defense budget. If they had to spend money on their military in any significant way, they wouldn't have all these, oh, wonderful, free this and free that. And Democrats, who pillage the country every chance they get, are thrilled to let all their globalist countries pillage the country too whenever they take over. That's why Joe Biden can't shovel your money out the door fast enough during his last 6 days. It's nice to get some sanity in there that says, no, America is not a sheep. No, you're not going to shave us dead. No. Oh, and that pairs well with this one. Canada suddenly says it will buy more U.S. products after Trump threatened to slap it with tariffs, as we talked about when Trump issued that threat. It was less a reality than a threat for Canada to start treating us better and Mexico treating us better trade-wise than they have. But when you have Democrats in office and most Republicans, they don't want to address that situation at all. They want to act like everything's fine and then call it free trade. It's not free trade to allow your best friend, your next door neighbor, to reach his hands into your bank account and take money out. That's not free trade at all. It's just, gosh, we are so close to some sanity. I can't wait.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Labor's plan to exterminate Asian rape gangs is to make the term Islamophobic to all communists. The problem is simply a censorship problem. If the truth is getting out there, you don't have to change your ways. You have to find a way to stop people from telling the truth. That's why they're throwing people in prison in the UK for Facebook posts. Apple's board recommended shareholders reject DEI rollback proposal. Man, Apple, at a time when the rest of corporate America is starting to walk away from this DEI stuff, Apple is going all in. We'll see how it works out for them. University of New Mexico website features multiple land, labor, and immigrant acknowledgments. Be very careful where you send your child, especially where you send your daughter. Remember, parents, as I've said many, many times before, you lose your son to communism when he marries one. You lose your daughter to communism when you send her to college. I've seen it many times. Florida woman arrested after accidentally texting cop instead of drug dealer. Gosh, I hate when that happens. Russia welcomes Trump's tone on the Ukraine conflict. I will be very fascinated to see whether Trump can actually end this Russia-Ukraine carnage as fast as he says he can. I hope he can. I don't want anyone else to die. I don't want you to die, at least until tomorrow. Wait, I don't want you to die tomorrow either. That came out wrong. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow for the radio show. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.